Hey, welcome. This is Dr. Bob McNutt again. Today's audio blog is addressing the table in this post regarding the benefit and harms of shingles vaccine. The case was raised by a friend of mine who came to my office door one day, rubbing his arm, saying he didn't feel very well and he was going home, that he had just gotten three vaccines. And I said, well, no, tell me more about this. And he said, well, his doctor told him he needed a shingles vaccine. He turned 50, and he just went to the pharmacy to get his shingles vaccine. He didn't ask him about it. He just went. And while at the pharmacist recommended that he was due for a Pneumovax and also probably a tetanus booster. So he had all three vaccines and came to my office not feeling very well. I smiled and looked at him, and I said, so you went when the doctor just told you to go? And he said, yes. I said, well, how good is the shingles vaccine? He says, well, what do you mean how good it is? It gets rid of shingles. And I don't want to get shingles. And I said, well, what do you think the chance of getting shingles is of yours over the next few years? And he said, oh, I don't know, 30%. And that started our conversation. So I want to give you a little background on this, what I find a very interesting situation. Shingles is a rash caused by reactivation of the chickenpox virus. The chickenpox virus sits in the nerves for a lifetime and can come out usually during times when there's some stress or something wrong with the immune system, and people can get shingles rashes. I'm an oncologist. I used to see shingles rashes quite often because the chemotherapy agents reduce the immune system of patients, and they would often get a shingles rash. I myself have had shingles. The rash is usually noted because it's only on one side of the body. It tracks along a nerve root, and that's how the diagnosis is usually made without any other diagnostic testing. Now, in 2006, there was a vaccine produced to reduce the risk of getting shingles. And later in the year 2017, a better version of that shingles vaccine was put forth and is now the recommended version. It's two shots given at different time periods, and it's supposed to benefit in terms of reducing the risk of shingles. So as you can see in the table, if you get the vaccine, there's a lower chance of getting shingles than if you don't have the shingles vaccine. So the benefit is a little less than 1%, 8 per 1,000 people. So that's a small number. That also means that there's not a lot of shingles coming in this study. In fact, of the 15,000 plus people that were involved in the randomized trial of the vaccine, only 216 people had shingles over about 3.5 year time period. So that's a very small prevalence of getting shingles over that period of time. That means that there's about a 98% chance you're not going to get it if you're not vaccinated, and about a 99% chance that you're not going to get it if you are vaccinated. So it's a very small difference for getting the shingles vaccine. On the other hand, side effects occurred in 17% of people that they said that limited their daily activities. And there was only about 3% during the placebo vaccine. So there's an increased risk of you having side effects that limit your activities. And in fact, the patient I just presented, his activities were being limited with a sore arm. He wanted to go home because he didn't feel so good. But then again, he had three vaccines. One of the issues is that people say that postherpetic neuralgia or a painful situation associated with shingles vaccine is another reason to get the shingles vaccine rather than to get shingles. However, the prevalence of postherpetic neuralgia or the severe form of the shingles is exceedingly small. Well, I saw risks purported in the clinical studies of as much as 10%, But in the best study, with over 38,000 people, only 107 people ever suffered post-traumatic neuralgia. So a vaccine would have to be exceedingly good to get rid of that very small risk of post-traumatic neuralgia. One last comment and background about the shingles vaccine. If you have children these days and young adults are getting vaccines for chickenpox, that vaccine includes a small portion of a live virus, and shingles can be seen even if you've gotten the chickenpox vaccine. But it's unclear whether or not you should be vaccinated after you've had the chickenpox vaccine. I also want to note that in those studies on the shingles vaccine, no person with shingles was included in the study. So if you've already had shingles, your chance of getting shingles is so low that there's a real question whether the shingles vaccine would have any benefit whatsoever. So I hope these little comments in the table is helpful for you should you be asked. I would hope that you would ask for information and make a decision informed on the trade-off between the benefits and the harms of therapies, rather than just go and get the vaccine or any therapy just because a physician or another provider says you should go get it. I think my friend will be a little bit more careful about just accepting vaccines in the future, because he was sore for several days after those vaccines. Okay, well, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. And this is Dr. Bob signing off. All the best.